The UAW is giving automakers until Friday before they widen their strike. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 27th day of September. Thanks for being with us. In other news, the Justice Department is coming after eBay. We'll share why that's going on. A Maine rifle company is going out of business and why that's in the news. Another auto recall is in effect for millions of vehicles. Dollar stores have seen a rush of well-off shoppers who now are also watching their wallets. Drug cartels, Mexico, and workers. It is a story. We've got the Wall Street Report and Latino buying surges big time. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you have decided to spend some time with us today. Hey, want to follow us on Twitter, now known as X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, if there's no deal with the Detroit Big Three automakers, UAW officials say they will announce plans to widen the strike that's now nearing the two-week mark. The Associated Press is reporting that Union President Sean Fain will make the announcement at 10 a.m. Eastern Time in a video appearance addressing union members on Friday. Additional walkouts will take place at noon Friday without serious progress in contract talks, that according to the union. The union would not say what action it would take on Friday, reiterating that all options are on the table. Currently, only about 12% of the union's 146,000 workers at the three automakers are on strike, and that allows it to preserve a strike fund that was worth $825 million before September 14. Now, if all the union's auto workers went on strike, the strike fund would be depleted in less than 3 months, and that's without factoring in healthcare costs. The Justice Department has announced it's going after eBay because the e-commerce company has for years been selling hundreds of thousands of products like pesticides and motor vehicle emission evading devices that violate environmental laws. The complaint claims eBay sold, offered for sale, or caused the sale of more than 343,000 aftermarket devices that try to evade motor vehicle emission controls. It also alleges the company unlawfully distributed or sold at least 23,000 pesticides that were unregistered, misbranded, or for restricted use. The Justice Department says the pesticides include a high-toxicity insecticide banned in the U.S., a restricted-use pesticide that only certified applicators may apply, and a product falsely claiming to protect users against the virus that causes COVID-19. The AP is reporting that an AR-15-style rifle manufacturer in Maine that was launched by the founder of Bushmaster Firearms is going out of business, and its assets will be auctioned next month. Wyndham Weaponry was created by Richard Dyke back in 2011 after he sold Bushmaster to new owners who decided to move manufacturing out of Maine. The new company was much like the old, using most of the same employees and producing a very similar product line. But the manufacturer announced this month it was going out of business after failing to meet loan obligations. Three auctions of the company's assets do begin on October 1st. Yet another massive vehicle recall has hit the news. The AP is reporting that Hyundai and Kia are recalling nearly 3.4 million vehicles in the United States and telling owners to park them outside. Why? Due to the risk of fire in engine compartments. The recalls cover multiple car and SUV models from the 2010 through 2019 model years, including Hyundai's Santa Fe SUV and Kia's Sorento SUV. Documents posted by the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say that the anti-lock brake control module can leak fluid and then cause an electrical short, which can touch off a fire while the vehicles are parked or even being driven. Dealers will replace the anti-lock brake fuse at no cost to owners. Kia says in documents that it will send notification letters to owners starting on November 14. For Hyundai, the date is November 21. But in the meantime, you might want to park your Hyundai or Kia outside. Wall Street ended the day mixed, but came off some significant session lows. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. You know, some time ago, we shared with you that dollar stores across the country are opening up in wealthier neighborhoods as families with some substantial incomes make shopping there quite the thing. Well, here's an update. Business Insider is reporting that in recent earnings calls with investors, Dollar General reported that sales were down over the summer compared to the spring when sales were steady. Higher prices and interest rates were among the reasons for more cautious spending among their customers. Both Dollar General and its top rival, Dollar Tree, saw their customers spending less on discretionary non-essential purchases like electronics and toys, and they were spending more on essential items for the household that included, food. Now, all of that figures, right? Well, now wealthier Americans have increased their shopping at dollar stores looking for better values. In mid-2022, both Dollar General and Dollar Tree reported increased sales and noticed a rise in high-income customers. However, even those customers are cutting back on discretionary items. Now, to deal with excess inventory, Dollar General has started to mark down some products to just one penny to help clear shelves, even though it will eat into their profits. But it's not just dollar stores that are seeing an influx of wealthier shoppers. Last year, more affordable restaurants like Applebee's, IHOP, and Chipotle reported more sales from higher-income customers. Walmart, get this, Walmart also credited nearly 75% of market share gains in early last year to customers with annual household incomes of $100,000 or more. Clearly, shopping cheaper is a trend. Well, here's a bit of a factoid for you. The Daily Digest is reporting that a recent study estimates that Mexican drug cartels employ around 175,000 people, making them one of the most significant employers in that country. The study, published in Science, uses a mathematical model to estimate Mexican criminal organization size and recruitment capacity. Researchers only looked at lower-ranking recruits directly related to cartel violence and daily operations. They left out money launderers and financial managers. Now, if accurate, criminal organizations could be qualified as the fifth largest employer in Mexico, right below solvent multinational companies like Carlos Slim's, America Movil, or Premex. Wall Street closed mixed today, but way off session lows. The Dow ended the day off by 68 points to settle at 33,550, while the Nasdaq gained 29 points to end the session at 13,092, and the S&P 500 was up fractionally, closing at 4,274, but it all could have been much worse. All three major averages opened in the green, but gave up those gains quickly and moved decidedly lower throughout the day. They recouped those losses after Senator Schumer's comments about the Senate passing a bill to keep the government open. Of the 11 S&P sectors, six ended in negative territory, led by utilities and real estate. Energy, however, was the top gainer as West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures jumped by nearly 4% after data showed a larger-than-expected drop in U.S. crude supplies just last week. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was up by a whopping $3.26, or $93.65 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about the buying power of Latinos and its big surge. Latino consumers' economic power in the United States was resilient through COVID and keeps growing, reaching $3.2 trillion in 2021. All of this according to a new Latino Data Collaborative report. For context, that means Latino GDP in the United States has now overtaken the economic output of the UK and India, and it's expected to challenge Germany's and Japan's next. The report also found that from 2011 to 2021, annualized wage growth and spending grew twice as quickly among people who identify as Hispanic or Latino compared to those who do not. And during that decade, the U.S. Latino population became the world's third fastest growing economy, trailing only China and India. Do you know all that stuff? You do now. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.